joint press conference, the Green Party of New York State and the Libertarian Party of New York State. Myself, Peter Lavinia, I'm the co-chair of the Green Party of New York State. I'm here with Jim Rosenbeck, the chair of the Libertarian Party of New York State, Mark Dunley, who is the former comptroller candidate for the Green Party, and also one of the founders of the New York State Green Party, and I believe the National Green Party. And then we will also have, hopefully, Larry Sharp, who was the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate last year, speaking as well. And of course, we're speaking about the Public Campaigns Finance Commission's recommendations to raise ballot access thresholds that were just released right after Thanksgiving. We're here to talk about our movement toward litigation. We are unfortunately upset at the unlikely prospect that Andrea Stewart-Cousins or Carl Heastie are going to call the legislature back into a special session, as they should, to return from their six-month extended vacation a little bit early, and do justice for the people of New York State, the voters of New York State, and to overturn the undemocratic measures that were put, will be put into place by the Public Campaigns Finance Commission's recommendations on, I believe, December 22nd of this year, if they do nothing. You know, the Green Party did testify at these commissions. I was there, but we testified specifically about fusion voting. And it now seems that the commission had no interest in talking about fusion voting. What they were interested in doing was establishing these ballot access thresholds at 2% or 130,000 for president and governor every 2 years, and establishing a campaign finance system that is simply incumbent protection. When you examine the fact that the thresholds for donation are extraordinarily high, the thresholds for actually accessing the funds are extraordinarily high, the fact that the Campaign Finance Commission did not touch party transfers, and decided to implement these laws 2 years after the ballot threshold will kick in. It kicks in 11 months. It seems very likely that Andrea Stewart-Cousins, Carl Heastie, and Andrew Cuomo knew what they were doing when they inserted this commission into the legislature's budget back in the spring, and that they have decided that they want to remove competition in New York State, competition that was starting to threaten Democratic incumbents, that was starting to threaten them ideologically from the left and from the right. So, you know, we are looking at this as an assault on democracy, that these laws, when you look at them, are written specifically to snuff out competition, that even as you look at the ballot access thresholds for independent petitioning now, which have been raised from 15,000 to 45,000 signatures in 6 weeks, which makes us the most difficult state outside of Texas for independent petitioners to get on the ballot. So I would like to introduce Jim Rosenbeck, who's going to speak for the Libertarian Party.
Welcome, everyone, and thanks for being here. And I would like to take a moment to thank Peter for arranging this press conference. And I'll speak on behalf of the Libertarian Party. When the governor can appoint nine people who can bypass the legislature and make law, the state government is broken. This is not how law should be written. It's really an aberration. Libertarian Party, the Green Party, Working Families Party, and the Conservative Party, who will be in court this Thursday, all have publicly opposed this legislation by appointed commission. Libertarian Party stands in fierce support of fair and open elections and welcome a variety of political voices. This isn't just us serving our own personal party interests. And I believe this legislation does serve the governor's and his party's special interests. This legislation not only threatens the viability of the Libertarian Party, threatens the future viability of all small parties, but perhaps more importantly, it threatens opportunity for any parties that might come after us that have a voice that might be divergent with the Democratic Party, which is in power right now. The governor and the commission suggesting that ballot access or limiting ballot access somehow is protecting the people of New York State is both disingenuous and insulting to all New Yorkers. We don't buy it for one minute. We find it to be a shameless attempt to limit public debate. We expect, we hope, we would like to expect that our elected representatives would assert their rightful position as the writers of law in New York State and do the next right thing, which is to reject this legislation. Libertarian Party is pleased to partner with the Greens and invite others who are like-minded to join us as we protect liberty and opportunity for all New Yorkers. And that may well end up in litigation, because this isn't just a press conference. We will go to war over this issue with the governor and the commission. Might does not make right. And just because the Democrats control the legislature and the executive office, they don't get to dictate to the citizens of New York what will happen in the election law. We're confident that the legislature, the courts, and especially the people of New York State will agree with us. Thank you.
I understand that our Libertarian candidate for governor from last cycle, Larry Sharp, has joined us. So, Larry, you get to close us down.
I'm so happy that you all came here today. Thank you so much for coming. I want to bring up the most important piece here. The most important piece here. This has nothing to do with what is legal or illegal. It's actually irrelevant. His Majesty King Andrew II does not care about that. Never has and will never do so. What he's concerned about is something very important. How can he stifle us? This is the most important issue. What people don't understand is when you don't have viable third parties, when you don't have a viable Green, when you don't have a viable Libertarian Party, that the people who are in charge have no incentive to change. No incentive to get better at all. And that's what he wants. Think about what happened last cycle. Last cycle, you had Howie Hawkins. Last cycle, you had me. You had people out there talking about things like criminal justice reform, cannabis reform, talking about those things. So the governor had to actually talk about those things because we were talking about it. Cynthia Nixon was running. It made him have to think about actually being the progressive that he said he was. When he takes us away, he can stop. If you noticed, after the election, he didn't do any of the things that he said. But not just on the left. Look on the right. We were the ones talking about things that the right was supposed to care about. Finance. Right? Oh my God, the right's supposed to care about that. They'd actually talk about it. But what happened with them? They lost their leadership. Conservative Party leadership, gone. Republican Party leadership, gone after the last party, the last cycle. If they get rid of us, they will not have to worry about changing at all. The goal is to change our way of doing things. The goal is to get rid of our choice because that gets rid of our voice. And that's the goal. This will remain exactly the same. If you are unhappy with what's happening in your world today, the only way to move that needle is third party. The only way to move that needle is more choice. The only way to get the other two big parties to take action, take notice, do anything differently, is to provide a real system that makes them say, oh my God, I have to care about you. Right now, they don't. This is another way of making sure they make no change. This is the thing you have to understand. If this actually happens, it will ensure that they will have to make no change. Your vote will not matter. Your vote will not matter. And that's the goal. Don't think it's anything else except that. They're removing your choice so they can remove your voice. That is exactly what we're trying to achieve. We have to stop it because of that.